The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. And a special guest this evening is Chaplain Tyler Dursum. He is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship chaplains.
Yes, and great to have you on our show, Tyler. And
yes.
I needed to ask you to come on to help us explain what all we learned at the Alberta Conference on Recovery.
Yes.
But love to have you give a quick, brief history of how you ended up at Union Rescue Mission.
Yes, please. We need to hear that again.
The short version.
Well, thanks. Appreciate you guys having me on the show. Hi, Andy. Hi, Kitty. Born and raised L.A., San Fernando Valley, and wanted to go far away to college, end up at UCLA. And
yeah, that was far away.
Yeah, right. With the youth pastor, used to take my students down to Skid Row to serve the homeless, and just kind of got the bug to minister on Skid Row, men in recovery. I started a prayer group at my church with men in recovery.
Yeah.
God started, you know, revealing in my life, like, hey, this is going to be the next step. And so I ended up at URM. I was a chaplain over at the LA Mission about 10 years ago, and just kind of built relationships here, and the Lord moved me here. I started working here the first time in 2017. So it's
Wow.
been wonderful.
You've been hanging with us a while,
what years were you a youth pastor bringing kids, if I can ask?
Man, it was around 2005, 2006.
Yeah. Wow.
You were a baby then. What?
That's when I first came to Union Rescue Mission.
Yeah, the kids loved it, you know, just being down here. And then we developed relationships with the men in the program, and they would come to our church and share testimonies. And it was just, you know, the bug got in me.
So. Wow. What's the name of your church?
Did you used to park in our underground?
No.
Okay. I thought you parked in our underground on weekends. That must have been
another
college.
Another pastor, another group. What's the name of your church and your pastor's name, too? Give him a shout out.
Currently I'm going to Kairos Church in East L.A., Pastor Miguel Lopez.
All righty then.
And you speak fluent Spanish, right?
I do. Yeah, I do.
You married a beautiful bride from Mexico.
I love it.
Yeah, that kind of necessitated learning Spanish a little better.
Communications.
Yeah,
gotta have it.
Talked a lot about that. Married.
Well, everything we do, we hope to keep it going for a long time. So when we had the chance to go to Alberta to learn about their recovery movement,
right?
And by the way, this group of guys that are in recovery somehow are now in charge of Alberta's government in the recovery area, and they're spreading the word, hoping to spread recovery throughout North America. And they've enlisted me to come alongside. Somehow we connected on social media, and we're buddies. But I'm helping them to move what happened in Alberta. Moving from the harm reduction model, the free flow of alcohol and drugs, as I call it, to recovery, we're hoping that will spread throughout North America. So I said, you know, if we're going to make it last, we better bring somebody young up. And I'm glad I took Tyler, because he really took an interest in what all is going on. But kind of explain your version of what happened up in Alberta, Tyler.
Yeah, sure, Andy. Thank you. Yeah, it was a fun trip, cold trip, but learned a lot. It was to me the most interesting thing was they are so united, all their different entities, and they all have the same taglines: recovery is not possible, it's probable. And
wow.
you got the sense in Alberta, like they would say, like, hey, we're winning this battle against addiction, against their crisis up there. And so it was interesting to see how all the entities, public, private, nonprofit, are united around this theory of change. You know, how does somebody actually get clean, get sober, and get back to be a functional member of society? It was really interesting to see their philosophy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, become socially integrated again, productive.
Right.
And recovered.
Well, it's going to take all of those. And you've been saying it, Andy. You've been shouting it from the rooftops here in California, and we're on national television as well. So it's going to take all of those entities to come together to make it happen.
And Tyler, did they call it recovery capital, surrounding somebody with all the resources they need? And as they were explaining their model, I kind of looked around the table and thought, they're describing Union Rescue Mission. Am I right?
Yeah, they have the cool taglines. They call it recovery capital, but it's recovery-oriented systems of care. And so they talk about building these ecosystems of recovery capital. And all recovery capital is, we've been doing it, but connecting people to resources, whether that be social, personal, community, and having instead. So they change the conversation. It's not about so much clean time somebody might have, even though that's important. It's about how much capital somebody is amassing in their new life choices. So the idea is the more connections you have, that's going to provide a lot more resistance when difficult times come and temptations come to relapse.
Right.
And so that'll serve like a net or a web to catch somebody before they, might fall back into the relapse pattern. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And we're going back to Calgary. This one was in Medicine Hat, which was a great place to go visit.
Yeah.
we're going to go back to Calgary the end of February to learn more. But Tyler, could you kind of translate what that looks like, what that recovery capital looks like right now at Union Rescue Mission, including every resource you can think of that we connect somebody to when they're in treatment?
Yes.
Sure, of course, Andy. So what they're doing, is on a, community-wide model, but at Union Rescue Mission, we have so many resources in-house. So I work in the men's recovery program on the third floor of the mission downtown. So we have outcomes. As a man progresses through our program, we want to see them get connected. Five major outcomes: faith, that somebody, has a relationship with Christ and opening up to new life in Christ. Recovery, somebody gets clean and sober. Community, is the person an active member of the community just outside the mission? Are they involved in an AA group, a run club, church? Are they joining church? Another outcome we have is that they're financially solvent, after they have income flown in. And then the last one is health and housing. I'd like to say, so that's what we're shooting for here. I want to say real quick, they talked a lot about the housing first model, and the housing first in Alberta, they said it's not really working because they said it fails to address the real issue. And the real issue that we're seeing is the need for recovery and connection. Sometimes somebody might get housing first, but if they don't have integrated relationships, that housing could be a trigger.
Yes.
And they go back to a using addiction pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to equip somebody with the foundational pieces so when they do get housed, they can sustain that housing.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks. Great explanation.
Absolutely.
And,
phenomenal.
The way I think it works best, and we hear it, right? We hear it at graduation. You guys do your best in one-on-one counseling.
Yes.
Teaching overcoming addiction, dealing with grief and loss, dealing with trauma.
Yeah.
All of that makes a huge impact. But the thing that makes the biggest impact from what I see is the connecting of the guys with each other as they battle this together and become a community of friends in this battle. And when they graduate, they give the chaplains lots of credit. They give their family a lot of credit for welcoming them back or getting reconnected. But mostly they give credit to their community, right? The guys that are in the program with them.
Yeah.
Right. You're so true, Andy, so true. It's, you know, there's no magic bullet in recovery. Just do this and you're going to get healed. But that is an evidence-based practice where when they call it peer support. You know, when you have the support of your peers, you know, the chaplains are only here at the mission, you know, so many hours, but in our community, our men are living with each other. So mm-hmm. when they're going through hard times late at night, if they learn how to connect, and so a big part
hang
of our
hang on to
role,
that, okay, and we'll pick it up in the next segment.
Yeah. So hold on. Let us leave our listeners on that cliffhanger, and we'll be right back. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
All right, Tyler, sorry to interrupt you. Finish your thoughts on that importance of community.
Yes.
We need people. You give somebody housing first and they're locked up in an apartment all by themselves. Mm-hmm. That could be treacherous for somebody. That could be a trigger. So we want people to connect. We, you know, in the church we call it fellowship, but we want people to connect in more than superficial ways. You know, sometimes people come to, they need to learn basic skills, how to extend friendship, you know, how to mutual respect. And so here we have a community living environment where guys are pressed into developing relational skills. They're going to serve for the rest of their life. I tell the guys, hey, if you want to be married someday, you learn to live with 100 other men. You're going to develop some relational skills that will, you know, give you a lot of, you know, advantage to get married. So.
Yeah, and then you've got to learn to live with one woman rather than 100 men.
and that might be like living with 100 people.
You know, basic, you know, conflict resolution, assertiveness, all that.
Yeah, learning to forgive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Learning to tolerate and not speak.
Right.
When you say not speak,
when you don't need to, right? Keep those words inside that you might want to let go of, and once they're out.
I'm thinking of a verse, Andy, slow to speak, slow to become angry, quick to listen, right?
Yes.
Yes. There you go. Absolutely.
So, speaking of which, you know, you remind me so much of when I was young. You took remarkable steps to make sure your family was safe while you went to Canada. What did you do? Give Kitty an idea of the steps you took.
What did you do?
Well, they were going to be home alone for the week, so I drove them down. My wife's family is from Sonora, Mexico, which is right south of Arizona. So I drove them over to Nogales, dropped them off on the other side of the border. I got a plane ride from Tucson to LAX, caught up with the other chaps, flew from LAX to Calgary. Then Andy had us drive 3 hours in a blizzard.
In a blizzard, that's what I heard.
The Medicine Hat.
Woo.
the visibility was like 100 feet in front of the car. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, then I had to make the journey back.
Wow. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
You are awesome and amazing. And now, and we just spoke with the other chaplain, Chaplain
Eduardo
Belmont, and I was saying how amazing he is, but you did all of that, I mean, before going into blizzard conditions.
Yeah.
And then when you got there, okay, and you guys, so was this coffee, was it enough to die for? I mean, so who left to go across the street?
Let me set it up for you. The
okay.
last words from Tyler and the guys were, we'll beat you there, right?
Uh-huh.
Because we're going from the airport to Medicine Hat.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's right. The fog and everything was incredible. I'm thankful we survived.
Wow.
But they said they'd beat me there, but there was a reason they didn't make it there first.
Okay.
I made it there first. Ended up in several inches of snow. My
wow.
hands froze in my wheelchair as I went in the hotel.
No.
But the chaplains weren't there. Why weren't you guys there already?
Okay, why
Tyler?
Weren't you guys already inside the hotel?
Well, we need to take a, you know, we need to get a pit stop in there, you know, get something to eat. And so it was hard to see the off ramps and everything. So we made some wrong turns. But, you know, just, you know, your body's shocked. You know, somebody, you know, who's from L.A. going
right.
into 0-degree weather, you know, you're outside for 5 minutes. Like, my teeth were hurting. You
Ooh.
Know?
Yeah, it wasn't
oh.
zero. It was 15 below.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Total shock. Yes. I'm shocked just listening to you.
In fact,
you.
A guy I flew with said if it's 15, 20 below, you're not even supposed to go outside. But you guys decided to go outside. What did you do?
What did you do?
We just wanted to see, you know, we walked across the street for, you know, to get a coffee. And it was great, you know, just 5 minutes out there. And I felt my whole body tremble. You know, my brain wasn't functioning the way it should. You know, and I'm like, man. And then, Andy leads us to this restaurant that's closed, so we had to turn around and walk back.
Oh.
But he did finally get his liver and onions.
Going
to town on that, Andy.
Yeah, that was great restaurant.
You could left that out. But nothing is to die for, so. I'm glad everybody.
But wasn't it?
Onions, right?
Wasn't it Tim Hortons? It was like.
It was called Tim.
Even
Hortons.
Though Starbucks is in Canada, Tim Hortons is like the Starbucks of Canada.
Okay, the famous
Maybe
coffee.
Maybe like the Dunkin' Donuts of Canada.
He's leaving out is they stopped on the way to Medicine Hat for Tim Hortons.
Okay,
they got up early in the morning to cross the street in 15 below for Tim Hortons.
God.
And they went many times to Tim Hortons.
Get out.
Even though it was risking their lives.
Yeah, that is totally
yes.
risking your lives. I can't believe you walked.
We're not in Canada every day, you know. So we had
that's true, but
get
yeah.
the whole experience. When we come back.
We don't need you to try and almost die going to get coffee. That just.
when we come back, we'll talk more about the practical aspects of helping gentlemen turn their lives around at
yes.
Union Rescue Mission.
Amen. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
All right, Tyler, we went up there to learn more about recovery and so we could bring it back and help our guys in recovery. And tell us, what's a day like at Union Rescue Mission working with men in recovery? Can
yes.
you describe it a bit?
Mm.
Sure. Well, no day is exactly the same, but we do start off every day with scripture reading at 6:30 in the morning. Guys have breakfast. They'll typically do a work assignment in the morning, whether that be in the kitchen or cleaning around the building. There's classes every day. We have prayer times at 9 and 3 for those daily check-ins that a man can, you know, learn to develop that connection with God and that peace throughout the course of the day. We talk a lot about rhythm and creating God's rhythms. Usually people coming to us have lived without boundaries and without impulse control for a long time. So a big part of is developing those life rhythms that bring life and bring health. So aside from their classes, every evening there's some kind of event. You mentioned Chaplain Eduardo. He teaches music
on
Monday nights. Mm. We have services in the evenings. We have AA meetings. So our goal is to develop this rhythm of life for our men.
Oh, I like that. Rhythm of life. Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And God's Word is a huge part of it, although I want to emphasize that we welcome anyone to come to Union Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had guys from every faith go through our graduate program, and they are invited to have Jesus Christ come into their life, and we think that's the main power of our Union Rescue Mission,
we
power
know it
to
is.
Transform lives.
Mm-hmm.
But we welcome all. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we talk about theory of change, but you know, when somebody has a conversion experience and gives their life to the Lord, I mean, talk about the motivation that stems from that. So
yes.
Yeah, that's our core. But we, you know, like you said, Andy, we love
everybody
that comes.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a Christian to come here. You know, you just have to be open, you know, to, you know, sitting through some Bible studies and be open to some counseling. But yeah, we've had all sorts of faiths, you know, from, Jewish, Muslim, you name it.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And
so awesome.
What's the biggest thing you've learned? Why are you so fired up still about doing this work, Tyler?
Man, the mission is such a catch-all for all sorts of different people. And I love the mission because it gives me the freedom to walk in my gifts, to share the gospel, to talk about Jesus, to live the gospel. It's a very raw environment, too. Our people are coming from very difficult circumstances, a lot of pain and trauma.
Yeah.
And there's this hunger for something new in a lot of our guests. And I think that is the little spark that I, you know, that openness to change.
Yeah.
And that at that openness, that's where God can come in and somebody can start seeing the value of following the Word in their life, of developing that relationship with Christ.
Mm.
To me, that it's a full place for that, you know, and it's... like you said, it's open to anyone who's, you know, considering change.
Thank you so much. We're out of time, but we sure appreciate you. Keep
we
up your awesome work.
We do appreciate you. Amen.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission
Foundation has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.